And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double at Point Loma Sport Fishing and a very special guest with a very special story. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano with great products like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high-cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone-printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Got
the Amberjack boat in here today.
Yeah. So just when we thought it was kind of the fat lady was starting to sing. We've got Fred has brought a special guest in to the studio with a special story from yesterday's fishing.
This isn't a month ago.
Yeah, no. Good morning, Fred.
Morning, Pete. How are you?
Doing great. Great to have you in the studio. A lot going on this summer and fall in the Daily Double, right?
What a year. I cannot you know, I've been doing this my entire life, and I can't remember anything like this. You got to go back to the early 80s. You know, I think I said it last time I was through that, you know, this type of event is just so unusual. Second time in my lifetime. But, you know, we're seeing things that, you know, I'm having to go way back to remember seeing anything like it, and drawing on time from a little bit of long-range experience on the Vagabond, you know, to see things that we've seen this year and
yeah.
to, you know, recall dealing with different types of fish and just, and it's not just the fish, it's the birds and the marine mammals, and so many things are just out of the ordinary from what we see.
Yeah, and here it is, November the 1st, yes. The calendar says November 1st. Hope everybody remembered to fall back and enjoy that extra hour of sleep. Did you?
I know I did.
My clock goes off naturally. It's, you know, instead of 5:30, I was up at 4:30.
Yeah, that's it.
Not this guy.
It just happens there. But you brought a special guest in, your son Philip, who had quite the Halloween day yesterday, right?
Yeah, scary monsters with teeth.
Yeah. Philip, good morning.
What's up, Phil?
Come on, get right up to that mic there and tell us your story. So what did you do yesterday? You went on the Mission Bell, right?
Yeah, yesterday I was at the Mission Bell, and I was going yellowtail fishing.
Three-quarter day trip, right?
Three-quarter day trip to the Coronado Islands.
Yeah.
And started out with some excellent yellowtail fishing. Boat ended up with limits.
Limits of yellowtail yesterday.
Surface iron fish?
Surface iron, yo-yo, dropper loop,
rad.
Fly line, whatever you wanted.
Nice grade?
5 to 10 pounders with
yeah,
some
okay.
15 to 20 pounders mixed
Whoa,
in.
Whoa, nice. Some nice okay. ones.
Definitely
mixed
good
in,
fish
yeah.
for this time of year.
Yeah.
But Halloween day, limits of yellowtail on the plug.
Yes.
Sick.
It was. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I'm only 17, but it's pretty awesome to see.
Yeah, no kidding. And then you kind of had something pretty epic happen, right?
Yep. I caught my first local wahoo yesterday.
Wow.
On Halloween.
On a three-quarter day trip.
Yeah. On Halloween on a three-quarter day trip at the Coronado Islands.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty special. Well, congratulations. How big was that wahoo?
It weighed in at 59 and change.
Yeah.
So we're calling it 60, pounds. Rounding up.
Yeah, why not? And you had a humpback whale show, which we don't see a lot of that around here, right?
Yeah, yesterday was pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
So rad.
Beautiful water and game on the Mission Bell.
Yeah, it was honestly the best day of fishing I've had probably in my life. It was amazing.
Philip, too, which you would know, Philip obviously goes to Point Loma High School and senior this year.
Yes.
I'm guessing because he's got, like, the off-campus lunch pass. So senior at Point Loma, off-campus lunch. Philip's in the tackle store, like, at least 2 or 3 days a week and has been wanting that wahoo, like you can't imagine. Like, every day, like, I got to get that stupid thing. I want to catch one of these things so bad. Going through all the different jigs, all the different lures, all the different everything. And when I saw that on Facebook yesterday, I was so pumped.
Yeah.
And you wanted that thing.
Good for you, Philip. So, Fred, you've been doing this fishing thing for how long?
I think I was a sophomore at Point Loma High School when I started on the double.
Yeah, so a few years. Have you ever caught a local wahoo?
Locally, no.
No, me either. Yeah. There's only two guys in this room that have caught a local wahoo. It's not Fred and myself. So narrow that down, right?
No, catching a wahoo, period. You know,
cool. Period.
Yeah, I mean, I feel lucky to be able to say that I've caught one.
Yeah.
But 500 miles or, you know, Laos Ross.
Sure, yeah.
But
the normal zone.
Yeah.
Not at the Coronado Islands, for crying out loud.
That's so cool.
Yeah, right there. Well, congratulations, Phil.
And knowing that that's going on, and still, I mean, it's like you said, it's November. You know, like, this is so cool. How who would have thought that, you know, in the middle of winter, we were catching yellowtails, so maybe that's not a good time. But to think that in November you could go down and have limits of yellows on the surface iron, local wahoo. It's so awesome.
Yeah, beautiful purple-blue 73-degree water in November. Come on.
We'll take it.
Pretty amazing.
We'll take it.
Congratulations, Philip. So let's get back to what's really happening on the half-day Daily Double. You guys are still catching a lot of fish, right?
Yes. We're, you know, the three Bs and the YTs, bass, bonita, barracuda, and yellowtail, we kind of refer to it as fishing for the cycle. In baseball, you have a single, a double, a triple, and a home run.
Yeah.
We had a day last week. We're short. We're out with only seven people. But five of the seven people basically fished for the cycle. They caught a bass, a barracuda, a bonita, and a yellowtail.
Wow.
And most of them did it on our official lures.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
Cool.
On a half-day trip.
On a half-day trip. And one guy had a black skipjack to go with it.
We don't see black skipjack, right?
That's something I don't recall seeing.
The four Bs.
Black skipjack. Yeah, another B.
The fourth B.
Yeah.
So you've had other unusual catches this year, this summer on the Daily Double.
We caught an amberjack this year.
Have you ever caught an amberjack on the Daily Double
before? You know, I was talking to Lance Withy, and he was recalling having caught one back in 83 as well. And I'd kind of forgotten about that, but it did spark a little memory in my mind.
So cool. So
amazing.
Cool what's gone on this year.
Yeah. I mean, so many neat things.
Okay, we're heading into the dreads of winter in Southern California, right? And I actually had to put a jacket on this morning for the first time, I think, all year. What's going to happen? Are we going to see more yellowtail, more wahoo, more bass, barracuda, bonita?
Yes. There's nothing in my mind that says this is going away. I don't know what it's going to... where it's going to lead. I got to do maintenance. We're hauling the double out this month.
Are you?
For maintenance. But God, what a fun run it's been. We'll have Point Loma and the Mission Bell still online doing half and three quarter day trips.
Okay.
But
what's so crazy about this season is, like you say, there hasn't been a month in the last basically year and a half now that you could point to and say, okay, well, this is the time we'll haul the boat out and do maintenance because there's no fishing to be had then. Like it has been. There's been good fishing in range in the Daily Double for 2 years straight. Like, we have really not had a true off season this year, you know.
Well, you know, Philip talking about having caught the wahoo, you know, this week. Last year on Thanksgiving, he had a bluefin tuna on the surface iron. And that was like, that was
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Yeah, November 24th.
Yeah, it was the week of Thanksgiving break and at the Coronado Islands.
At the Coronado Islands, you've got a surface iron bluefin tuna. Yep. How about that?
It's so cool.
So there's more to come.
Well, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure someplace it's going to turn around and we're going to get back to normal. But right now we're, you know.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
We're marveling. We are truly marveling.
Yeah. So, Philip, you're 17. When did you start fishing?
I can't even remember. I've got pictures of yellowtail and white sea bass from when I'm 4 years old.
4 years old. Cool. Yeah. Fishing with your dad, right?
On the Daily Double.
Yeah. And you still love it?
Of course.
Yeah. So how often you get to go fishing?
Not often enough.
Damn, school keeps getting in the way.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens. Well, that's pretty exciting. So,
and Philip, you spent most of your summer working on Vagabond, right?
Yeah, I spent my summers working on the Vagabond, and then during the school year, I try and get out on weekends to fish for myself.
Oh, nice. So Vagabond all summer with Mike and the gang, yeah?
Yep,
that's a good spot.
Going long-range fishing?
It's different. It's definitely different than anything I've done, and I love it. And
yeah.
The fishing style, it's honestly, I believe, more relaxed. You have more people who are experienced and are really passionate about fishing.
Yeah.
And what a great guy to be working under,
Mike
Lackey. I mean, just one of the very best there is.
Sure. That's really fun. Wow. Well, fun stuff. As you can hear, we got a lot to talk about. Half-day fishing. So what's the schedule right now on the Daily Double?
We are running one trip a day, Monday through Friday. We depart at 8 a.m., get back 3 p.m.
Oh, banker's hours.
Yeah,
oh,
nice.
So sweet. I get gentleman's so
hours.
I get so much time.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, that's something else. It's stuff we'd normally be fishing this time of year. There's stuff I haven't even looked at yet because I haven't got past, hey, look at this edge of kelp. You know,
yeah, this is too good to drive by, so let's not.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry, schedule two trips on the weekends, 6:30 to 12:30, and then we depart again at 1 p.m., get back about 6:30 p.m.
Wow.
Saturday and Sunday.
Nice schedule. That's going to run through the winter?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So 8 to 3 is a nice long trip, but same price as a regular half day?
Yeah. It's an hour longer. you know, we used to do 9 to 3, and inevitably I would fish past 3 and it'd start pushing at 4, and a lot of the guys came to me and said, God, Fred, you know, we get on the freeway at 4 o'clock and we're goofed up, you know, would you? You know, they appreciated the extra hour, but the logistics, they
work
really wanted. So it's like, okay, we'll give you an hour on the front end, and you know, knowing myself, I'm going to just keep fishing. But I've gotten a lot better about getting back in at 3.
There you go.
That's cool.
Well, as you can hear, we've got some hardcore fishermen in the room today and ready to talk about fishing.
You're not kidding, man. And a lot to talk about today. Talk about having two fishy guys in here. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you want to join us, we'd love to hear from you this morning. There's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line. Give us a call this morning at 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. You're going to be open right now if you want to get through. Or you can reach us on our toll-free line. That one is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Both of them open right now if you want to get through. Great opportunity to get through. Talk to Fred. Got a question for Philip? Give us a call. We would love to hear from you this morning. Or just give us a call. Tell us a fish story. Give us a catch report. We'd love to hear from you this morning. And not only are you going to get a chance to talk to the boys, man, we have a very cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And thanks to Fred for that. Two half-day pass to go fishing aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. You and a buddy are going to get to go do a little half-day trip at a Point Loma, get in on all this crazy yellowtail fishing, barracuda, all the great local fishing going on.
Maybe a wahoo on the half-day?
You never know.
Could happen.
Absolutely. The trip includes all the gear rental if you need it, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. So, you know, take your pick if you want to go on one of those weekday gentlemen's hours trips. You want to go on the weekend, whatever. You got half-day pass for two coming your way. So, again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, you're better yet. Chance to talk to Phil, talk to Fred, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster so you can get those bugs in the boat. Now the Ace Line Hauler is better than ever with the Bulldog Hands-Free accessory. It pulls your hoops hands-free and even coils your line. If you're not yet on the Ace Line Hauler team, you must like sore arms. Get the Ace Line Hauler and make lobster and crab hooping more fun and productive at selected dealers or check acelinehauler.com.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all 5 species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus 20 tackle manufacturers representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We will also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, man. I'm done again. I got Wahoo on the brain again. Oh, I was so good. I was so into it. Into the Wahoo thing that I couldn't see straight the last month or so. And then had our last trip. It was very successful. We were stoked. Went on the skiff trip. Just like you said, I came back in the morning. I had to put a jacket on. It was kind of cool. I heard it had kind of gone away. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm satisfied. It was a great year. Stoked. I'm done. I got it just instantly, just like that's it. That's
but you have tackle day next Saturday.
You're right.
The demons return.
Oh, yeah, man. I got it bad, bro. You know, but, I got it bad.
But here's the deal about this El Nino thing. They're talking about it strengthening at this point. The water could get warmer. It's a scientific possibility.
Yeah. Bring it, baby.
Think
that's
about
all, that's all I need, Pete. I'm
How
good.
About a
that's all
in
I need.
December, huh? You ready for one of those, Philip?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about that.
Local water. It's pretty crazy.
That's so rad.
The water's warmer on the beach today than it was a week ago. So there's still a lot of warm water up and down.
I know Neil, my boat partner now, was at West Coast Marine yesterday crawling on our new Parker.
Oh, cool.
So it's like the possibility of that thing being in the water and catching a Wahoo this year still exists. So it might be on.
What are you seeing, Fred, locally? What are you seeing water temperature-wise locally? I mean, you seeing a mix?
A lot of 70, you know. Yeah. Low 70s, high 60s, and it's like, oh, what happened?
What happened, yeah. And normally on November 1st, what are you usually seeing?
Oh, you know, low 60s. You know,
low 60s, so yeah. 10 degrees warmer than normal?
We might be flirting with high 50s.
Yeah, yeah, because of the upwelling along the coast here, yeah. It's interesting, the water offshore is warmer typically than the water inshore. It's because of the upwelling situation, right, usually?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times that surface layer compared to what's underneath it is that's something we don't really get to look at. We don't have the devices to dip down and see, you know, where the thermal layers are and what's the difference between what's on the surface and what's down below.
Yeah.
I've heard some of the divers say that it's pretty warm down, you know, down on the bottom in 70 feet too.
Yeah.
You know, the urchin divers are talking like it's warm water.
It's warm. There's no, you don't go through this thermocline when you dive down.
And you know, we're sitting here, we're all excited about the positive side of this, but, you know, the rockfish, they really don't like this. They don't care for it. You know, lobster, you know, not so much, you know, so as we're marveling at all this good stuff, you know, there's a downside to it too. And I guarantee you the kelp beds are going to go away.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time before we have a big swell that comes through, and it's weak. But
Point Loma is one of the last places with kelp along the coast right now.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of kelp along the coast.
I can attest to that. Yeah. And I just spent 6 days on the Shogun fishing every Baja coastal island, Sacramento Reef, Geronimo, San Martin. I mean, there is almost no kelp anywhere.
Wow.
pretty amazing.
None at Cedros, you know. I mean, just it, there's just about none left. And you know what's there is just you'll see a weak single strand with almost no leaves on it until it gets to the surface, and then there's maybe 10 leaves at the surface. And you know, I mean, I like you said, like anywhere, there is. I shouldn't say there's none because there are some stringers here and there, but. Yeah. Areas that were known for having just luscious kelp forests, I mean, it's not there.
It's a cycle, though.
It's a cycle.
Oh, yeah. It comes back. It's a weed. It's a weed. It will grow back.
Fastest growing weed there is, really, yes. Yeah. So what about bait? I mean, bait's been tough, but the Everingham brothers have been doing a phenomenal job. What were you fishing with yesterday, Philip?
Yesterday we had beautiful sardines.
Nice!
Beautiful sardines.
Very really? Cool.
And then they've had anchovies for us on the half day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's killer.
Which is the perfect half day bait, right?
Yeah, we're catching, you know, the bonita. The bonita have been so much fun. You know, they're 2-3 pound fish, you know, on the kelp, and they sure like the art of, you know, we get them chummed up good on the anchovies, and then, the crocodiles and the swim baits and all that stuff. Anything with a feather, you know, just, Easy at times.
The old bonita fish.
That's so cool.
Yes. Yeah. I don't even know that I have any of those left. I'll bet they have them Fisherman's Landing Tackle, though.
I don't know if we have any of those either, man. How long has it been, since we used a bonita fish?
Well, I was about 8 years old, I think, 10 years old.
As soon as you said that, I started thinking of mine. We certainly used to carry them. I mean, I remember stocking pegs and pegs of them back when I was in high school, and I started thinking, now, we don't have any bonita feathers.
What the hell is that, man? I think Leadmaster makes some.
I'm sure they do. But what if we, you know?
They're there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool.
Pretty amazing. Hey, our buddy Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financials on the line. Did you catch another wahoo, Rick?
No, I sure wish I did, but certainly congratulations to Philip for knocking one down yesterday. So how'd you get that thing?
I caught it on the troll.
What kind of what were you pulling back there?
It was a. I went out and I bought a jet head and I threw a couple skirts on it and wrapped it up. It was something I made from scratch.
Nothing better than
lure.
Tying your own fly out there and catching a water.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Those jetheads have gotten a lot of bites this year.
Yes, indeed.
And, Rick, you beat me to the punch. I was thinking, heck, you've been back, 27 hours now? How long till you're going to knock another one down? And getting it on the new boat sure would be something.
That would be pretty cool. I don't know. Like I said, I was so satisfied. But, man, hearing that, how can you not go? You know, that's such a cool fish that's swimming around our coast. How do you not take another stab at it?
Today would be a good day. I wouldn't go tomorrow.
I think you're right, dude.
Because the weather. Look at the weather.
Yeah.
You're thinking of planning a trip. Watch the weather because the weather's supposed to come up substantially here on Monday, Tuesday. Right, Fred?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 8:30 right now. You could have your boat hooked up and ready to go in an hour. You could be to the pile before lunchtime.
Limits a yellowtail and maybe a wahoo or two.
Why not?
Indeed. What's up, Rick?
Well, you know, I'm just sitting here jonesing, looking out at the water, wishing I was doing that. I think I need to make a call or two to get out on the water myself. But just wanted to say congratulations to Philip. And, gosh, this wind comes, and we all think this might be the end. And then you catch a wahoo and a couple more days of wind and, you know, wouldn't it be something if we caught a wahoo in 2016?
Okay.
That happen at this point.
We're down with
that. Yeah, no problem.
We're down with that. Like I said, the scientists are all saying the El Nino is intensifying to the point of December is like the peak of it from what the things I read, right? So we'll see what happens. Yeah. Anything can happen in this situation.
Okay. Well, good talking to you guys.
All right, Rick.
Have a good rest of the weekend and keep it up.
All right. Nice to hear from you. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Good guy. Hardcore fisherman that likes to help people with their finances there for sure.
All right. Well, let's jump into the phone. Get it started off this morning with Dan, who's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Dan?
I was thinking of trying maybe to get in a 3/4 day trip tomorrow before the weather hits, and I was wondering if I should bring anything special or just for a chance of getting a wahoo or just troll the boat's tackle.
It's good to have your own. You know, Philip brought something on his own other than the boat's tackle. The boat does have do they have marauders? And we've caught fish on cedar plugs, of all things. Wiring
a cedar plug.
Yeah.
Everything eats a cedar plug, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And marauders have been hot. There's all kinds of hot lures. Just go to your local tackle store and, You know, okay. they'll fill you in on what are the hot lures for, but make sure you have the wire on it, right, Philip?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
You learned firsthand about how sharp those wahoo teeth are.
And yeah, they're sharp.
Yeah.
And then if there is a stop, you know, having a wired jig or a wired bait hook, you know, there was a trip I was on the Mission Bell this year where we were in a full blown stop. I mean, all the jigs got bit. Chum went in the water. Fish came to the corner, and we were kind of caught flat-footed. There was, you know, there was jigs that weren't wired that went in the water after that.
And came up with empty. Came up empty.
I think we went 1 for 7.
1 for 7, man. Was,
yeah, there's,
well, what a sight, huh?
They're so humbling. They're
they
so
are.
Humbling.
Man,
they
are.
Just, it's like, oh.
What an opportunity.
Yeah, it's like you shake your head, and you just got to marvel at how neat they are and seeing those neon purple fish go through the water at a gazillion miles an hour.
Yeah.
So cool.
Let me ask you this. Let's say Dan wants to go on the 3/4 day Mission Bell tomorrow morning. Are you running?
What the reservations are up, I don't know off the top of my head.
I would think after hearing these stories, people want to go catch yellowtail and Oahu.
You know, this is the classic. We've run out of customers before we run out of good fishing, and you know, you go down there right now, you guys see it, there's a lot of boats that are tied up, there's a lot of great things happening still, but it is November 1st.
So when do you make the determination on a half day or a 3/4 day whether you're going to make the trip go?
You know, with the Mission Bell, we're pretty good about calling it the night before. You know, if we're online through the night, you know, the Point Loma office stays open till 8.
Uh-huh.
And you know, generally if we're gonna put a line through it and not run it, generally by 6-7 o'clock we've determined that.
So the 3/4 day Mission Bell leaves at what time?
6 in the morning.
Six AM.
Okay. Pretty much a six to six trip.
Six trip. All right.
But if a guy's like Dan, he's really wanting to go, there's plenty of room for it. Bring your trolling rod.
Oh, absolutely.
And not like the boat doesn't have gear, not like the possibility's not there, but Phil's perfect example. You know, you got a hot Wahoo jig, put that sucker back.
You brought your own trolling rod.
I did.
Yeah, he go.
I was using my mom's rod.
Your mom's rod. All right. That's right. Your mom's a long-range fisherman. Fisher person.
Yes, she's a long-range fisherman.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. She loves catching calico bass as much as anything. You know,
she likes catching them all, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's so cool.
She goes out and smashes Wahoo on her 7-day trip.
That's so rad. What'd you say? She got 11?
She had 11 on her 7-day trip.
That's cool.
Wow. On the Vagabond.
On the Vagabond.
Were you the deckhand?
No, thank God.
No.
No, I was. I was in school.
You were in school.
What going with that too? Like you know, Dan was saying, I'm thinking about, you know, bringing a 3/4 day trip. What is an appropriate rod? Would you guys say for trolling for those things? Like what pound test would you say you know you need to have to be appropriate, you know, to troll up a Wahoo on a 3/4 day?
Well, that was a 655 XXH and a Shimano 32 speed. I mean, that was.
Good trolling gear.
Yeah, Michelle's acquired some pretty nice tackle.
There you go.
Yeah, Danny Fitzgerald, when he was working at Fisherman's Landing, put her in some pretty nice rods. And I've filled a lot of Christmas present commitments over the year with some pretty nice reels. So yeah.
And as far as line, what pound line, I'd say 60 to 80 pound, preferably.
At a minimum, right?
Yeah. No lighter than 60 pound.
Okay.
Good call.
Very good.
Go get one,
Dan. Have a good trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. Rick.
Hey, John.
Hi. How you doing, Philip? Everything's good down here. You know, it's fall weather. It's starting to really turn now. We're getting cooler mornings in the 60s, and water temps down to about 82, 83 degrees, which has actually been pretty good for the fishing. You know, it's pretty much the same story as last week. It's lots and lots of billfish. I can't remember a blue marlin the year like we've had this year. It started real early, as everybody knows. It started like April and just run right through now. It's a strong bite. Quite a few marlin. Right off the bump off La Riviera, if you're any angler going out there is going to score sails, stripes, and blues. And just about even numbers. We've had a number of hat tricks where people have caught in all three in one day. And so really, the story right now at the ranch is all about the billfish. A little further south off Venaramas, smaller tuna, yellowfin in the 5 to 20 pound range, I'd say. We're getting good sardine, good live sardine, and they're working well on them when they can find them off Fionoramas. And quite a few around, but they're spread. Bottom fishing's been really good. They've been picking up a lot of nice amberjack off the bottom. It's about 200 feet of water that they're taking them out of, but nice fish, you know, 30 to biggest, I think it was about 45-pound amberjack, mixed with some big barred pargo as well, so that's been pretty good. Sierra off the front, lots of Sierra early in the morning, as many Sierra as you want. But the bite is real limited. Boy, it just shuts off, you know, after about the first hour between, just the first hour of fishing. After that, it just dies right off. But lots around, and the Sierra getting bigger. And you know, it's way early for the Sierra. 80-degree water for Sierra is crazy.
So bizarre.
Yeah, bizarre. Yeah. Bizarre year overall.
Yeah,
bizarre.
No doubt about it. But that now, I saw you had a special. You did an email blast on a special, Thanksgiving special, right at the ranch.
Yeah, we're running a real nice special. You can catch it on the website, or we did send out an email blast. Catching all the last November crowd. Like I said, this year in particular, because the water's so much warmer than normal and all that, that the fishing is going to stay good throughout the month of November. So it's a great time to come down. And the weather's been beautiful, too.
Yeah, it was a heck of a special. So on the website, they'll list the special or just give the office a call, right?
Yeah, give the office a call at 646-2252. 800 or RanchoLandNarrow.com. And, yeah, some real, real good deals. It's the best specials we've run all year for November.
Still some good airline deals, too, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, John Ireland from Rancho Land Arrow, thanks for that report. Enjoy the beauty down there, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Look forward to it.
All right.
Thanks.
See you, John.
Right. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones. One line open, 877-792-1090 open right now.
You got it. How about we talk to Mike, who's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for giving us a call here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, on the boat, on the Daily Double or the Mission Bell, as far as seating, you know, in the galley, and how much room is there on those boats? And my other question is, are there too many guys trying to fish the Wahoo on the when they're trolling, and how do you regulate that if it does happen?
Both the Daily Double and Mission Bell have nice galleys. The boats are set up as day boats, so there's no overnight accommodation. So there's a lot of focus on the galleys. They're laid out pretty nice on both the boats. How many trollers? It's amazing. You know, there'll be hype and everybody will want to, but people get bored real quick. I mean, Philip was adamant that he wanted to get one, and I don't think you really had to fight for the space at the rail to troll, did you?
No,
until you got it.
Yeah. when I caught my fish yesterday, I was the only rod in the water.
Only rod in the water.
After that, then everyone wanted to, and the captain set up a rotation. So they were trolling four rods at a time, and every 30 minutes they'd rotate the trollers.
Perfect.
Wow.
I'm on it.
That's great. That's great.
The problems you caused for Stevie. Yeah. All right, guys, I got a trolling rotation. Yeah.
So you were basically running around looking for fish. Steve was looking for yellowtail, and you just threw a troller out there, and bang.
They're busy catching limits of yellowtail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, that cracks me up so much about how cool that fish is. Like, we just overshadow the fact that there was limits of yellowtail to be had to go along with it yesterday. Yeah. So rad.
Nice job. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for calling us. Have a good trip. I appreciate the call. That does free up 877-792-1090. Already a busy morning. There's your chance to get through.
Here's a guy that I know has done a half-day trip or two on the Daily Double, Pablo from Chula Vista. What's up, Pablo?
Pablo.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Pablo?
Morning, Pablo.
Hey, how you doing? I want to say congratulations to Philip, man. That's great. He's a good fisherman.
That's awesome.
Indeed.
Yeah. Fred, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
Really good. Hey, I'm sorry I haven't been on your trips for a while, but I'll get back on it.
Oh, we've seen you recently. Yeah. Come on. No worries.
Yeah. I'm always out there trying to get out whenever I can. Love being on your boat. You guys got the best crew. Hey, I had a question for you guys. Saturday is tackle day. What time do you guys usually have your drawings and everything? Because I work on Saturdays. I want to go down there right after work.
So we do a big raffle, as we mentioned yesterday. The proceeds go to Friends of Rollo, best organization in the world, taking kids fishing, and gather up a bunch of raffle prizes. And the way we do it, because not everybody, you know, it's a big event. You know, it lasts all day, and we realize that not everybody's able to stay till the end. So we basically have three rounds of seminars that go on throughout the day. After each round of seminars, we raffle off, you know, three or four raffle prizes, including one kind of major one. You know, maybe you might be some gift certificates and a little piece of tackle and a reel, you know, and so those get done, after each round of seminars, which are, you know, just throughout the day. And then at the end of the last seminar, which is usually right around 3 o'clock, is when we raffle off the big one. That's the when everything else that's left is there. And, you know, and it usually goes for, you know, 20, 30 minutes or so, something like that, and we give away a bunch of great stuff. And
So plenty of time, Pablo.
Yeah, three rounds throughout the day and then the big one at the end.
All right, buddies. Wait, thanks a lot.
All right, we'll see Pablo. You down at Tackle Day. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming right, including more of your phone calls. Been a very busy morning, if you've heard, but we do have a phone line open if you want it. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, lots more phone calls, lots of catch reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins, building high-quality inshore and offshore rods. Cousins rods are ideal for the Southern California angler. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
It's time to talk about great products from Shimano. And I asked Philip what's one of his favorite Shimano reels. He said, Trinidad. Trinidad A. There's nothing like it.
I mean, if you were going to the showcase and said, I want to buy the best surface iron reel on the market, period, there's just no question. Trinidad A. It's amazing free spool, killer torque, killer power, everything you want, lightweight spool. That's what it is.
And here's the deal. Trinidad is an iconic reel. Been around for quite a number of years, and they took the best reel, Star Drag reel on the market, and they made it better. How is that possible? It holds the same amount of line. It's lighter weight. It fits in your hand. It's pretty amazing.
They did it right.
Yeah, so check it out. The Trinidad A from Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers representatives like AFTCO with clothing built just for anglers. We will have the new AFTCO clothing for 2016. AFTCO was the originator of the plier pocket on all of their shorts. And at Tackle Day, we will have great prices on all AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance,
619-640-3130 or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivera Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Catch Report today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, it's long-range season. It's here right now. And it's time to pre-book your processing order, Fisherman's Processing, before your trip. We've talked about it before, but it's such an easy thing to do. You know right now you're sitting here listening to Let's Talk Hookup. You know you got a long-range trip coming up later on, next couple of months. You know you're probably going to go to Fisherman's Processing because they do the best job in taking care of your fish. Literally just pick up the phone, call Sean, call Rosie, just say, hey, you know what, I'm going on the Independence. I'm you know, in a couple of weeks from now, and this is my trip, and I want to get in line my processing order, and that's the order that your fish gets cut. So you'll be one of the very first people with your fish done. You can literally get same-day service so fast. By the time you go get breakfast, swing back around to Fisherman's Processing, your entire trip is cut, vacuum-packed, ready to go. It's such a rad process. And if you want some more information, just check out Fisherman's Processing. You can friend them on Facebook or check fishermansprocessing.com for more details. Let's head on up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man. Just another great week. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys all
good
doing,
Brian?
This morning?
Great.
Good, good. Well, you know, kind of where we're at here, just kind of seeing that the signs associated with this time of year, you know, and kind of that transition that happens between some of that real good warm water and, you know, that cool down that starts to happen along the beach, you know, some of that wind a couple days this week, there's some shifty current and stuff like that. It's got kind of things mixed up, but still some really good opportunity and still, you know, honestly, plenty of fish to catch for us. Our three-quarter day stuff, you know, now it's pretty much all along the beach. We pretty much scratched the offshore stuff, but, you know, we've had some real good signal with that better grade yellowtail this week with a couple good sonar schools. You know, the stuff's not in full bite mode yet. You know, there's still, that fish needs to settle in, needs to, you know, get used to that. There's quite a bit of bait out there too. There's a lot of red crab, a lot of fin bait on this stuff. So we'll kind of let that stuff settle in, but we're still making catches on it, you know, pretty much every day. This is, you know, it's good grade fish. It's stuff 17 to 30 pounds. And it's in that deeper water, you know, taking on the dropper loop, you know, with a sardine or a mackerel or a few fish on the jig. So we'll kind of see how that plays out again this next week. But, you know, we're seeing that stuff more and more move in here each day. So we'll definitely keep tabs on that. And over that same hard bottom that we're fishing, there's plenty of good rockfish. And I'm sure guys have seen that in our accounts too. And these things have really been biting. Good scores on the reds, just good mixed rockfish to kind of fill the bags in between, you know, dropping your yo-yo jig and whatnot. So that's it on the three-quarter day front. The half-day fishing still continues to be really good. Phenomenal calico bass fishing still with the anchovy we have for bait. Plenty of bonito, a couple small yellows kind of in the mix like that. So keeping those half-day guys busy. Also, this next week, we're you know, kicking off another halibut derby. It starts on Friday. I'll be running that on the Sun Fun. So we'll see if we can get a couple of those flatfish on the leaderboard for those die-hard halibut guys. And then that's pretty much it there. Things are still rolling. Our three-quarter day fishing time is going to change here with the time change. Well, it's going to be pulling away from the dock on the three-quarter day trips at 7 a.m. now, so that'll triple run from 7 to 4. So certainly reservations are key this time of the year, obviously, just to make sure that there's, you know, that the demand to get out there on the boat. So call the landing. Phone number there, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And then if you want to save 25%, excuse me, on one of those local trips there, you can link us right there on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage, and that'll take you on over, and you can book it from there.
Awesome, man. Great info going on, and good fishing still to be had. And once you get through a little blow here early in the week, we got really nice weather right there after that. So I'm sure continued success going on at Dana Wharf. Brian, great report as always. Sure appreciate you keeping us up to date with what's going on up at Dana, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks for the time, guys. Take care. See
you. Brian.
Brian. Appreciate
we'll see you
that.
Later. All right. That is our catch report for now. We'll probably hear from Gundy here in the not-too-distant future. But let's go ahead and jump on the phones. There are a couple lines open. You want to get through. Talk to Philip. Talk to his dad, Fred.
Philip and Philip's dad on the show this morning.
858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
You got it, man. How about we jump right back into him? Talk to Paul. He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing?
What's up, Paul?
Good morning.
Hey, I got a question about this upcoming winter season. You know, it seems like we're transitioning out of the summertime fishing, and if I remember back last year at this time, it was pretty full-speed yellowtail heading all the way through wintertime. Are we expecting a similar kind of setup this year? And, you know, what are your thoughts on this upcoming winter season, especially for Fred?
Well, you know, the Coronado Islands, you know, going way back as a kid, I remember yellowtail fishing and white sea bass, you know, year-round, especially squid in the wintertime. I don't see that happening with the warm water, but there will be potential. There's potential to catch yellowtail at the Coronado Islands year-round. It does not go away.
Yeah.
And with a warm water event like this, absolutely. There's no reason for those islands not to be able to produce. And, man, that fleet of three-quarter day captains, there's some pretty sharp shooters.
Oh, boy, they know how to find them.
Yeah, those guys, I can't say enough about them. There's, you know, our mission bell, Steve, is awesome. He's a heck of a fisherman. I know Phillip's learned a lot just being on the boat from him, and he's taken a lot in. And you know, the potential is just, yeah, there for yellowtail all through the winter.
I would say so much better now than it ever has been before, just because, exactly as you said, Steve Peterson, so good fishing with side-scanning sonar, too. You know, I mean, that fish in the wintertime doesn't visually show as much as it does in the summertime with birds and bait and the real obvious signs, but you know, deep water yo-yo jig schools, which we fished like you just mentioned, Paul, all year last year, and those guys are just so good with their machinery, all the three-quarter day boats, and Steve Peterson in particular. Just, you know, the wintertime fishing is so much better than it was because the boats are so much better at getting on the fish.
Yeah, no doubt.
Maybe not better, but
fishing with Steve.
I love fishing with Steve.
Yeah.
If I can get out there, that's who I want to go with.
You learned a lot from him.
And Tony's good, too. Mm-hmm. Our relief guy, Tony Sotelo, has been with us since we've owned the boats. We adopted him with the boats, and he's been around.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's been around quite a while, too.
He knows his stuff.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's continue.
You got it, man.
Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
What up, Gundy?
You are.
We got a little rough conditions, you know. Can't have a party every week, but had a little wind, but it's setting up a potential situation here. You know, it's hard to look in the future with what's going on here. It's just been so unique. You know, overall tough conditions this week. Things were cleaning up the first part of the week, then we had a little more wind, but the water temperature has come down a little bit, but it's still holding around that 70 degree mark. So the piers, the jetty fishing continues to be good. You know, lots of bonita, firecracker, yellowtail, even a few striped bass, especially on that Balboa Peninsula there. There's been a lot of stripers reported all the way up through Long Beach there. The best surface, though, this week was a 4-pound Corvina checked in by Wiley's, taking on a mussel there at Will Rogers. You know, traditionally, the largest Corvina are usually taken south of Vicente, you know, our southern stretch of beaches. But this year, the better fish have been up there, and I think that's just part of the warm water shift north. But looking forward, you know, I see the condition change we have here as a good thing. You know, with more fall-like conditions, I see more southern fish going on a bite. And, you know, the guys have been seeing plenty of fish and plenty of quality fish. The crabs are tough to find. Fresh mussel, lugworms, bloodworms, ghost shrimp, that's all going to be the ticket. So once conditions straighten out, you know, I think these fish are going to go on a pretty good bite here. I think part of the problem is the sand crabs have been really hard to find, you know. And when you get those sand crabs schooled, I think you concentrate that fish on the sand crabs. So right now you're finding more roaming-type fish, and I think that kind of makes conditions a little tougher. But going into a fall sort of situation here, I wouldn't put that rod away. I think the next month here, we're going to see some spectacular corbina fishing, and I see fish all the way into December with the conditions we have.
Man.
Sounds great.
Yeah, why not,
that.
Right?
You
keep
know,
it rolling.
To speculate, I really struggle with what's going to happen. People ask me all the time, especially seeing the amount of fish, you know, the amount of quality corbina in the surf line, what's it going to do? Well, I'll tell you what, get your fishing rod and find out. That's about all I can say.
Gundy Gunderson, Surf Guru. Thanks a lot for that, Gundy.
All right, before gentlemen. Next... Excellent show.
Appreciate it, Gundy.
Week. All right.
Have a good week.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, you know, one of the things, we were talking to Yellowtail, and, I mean, we all love catching Yellowtail. They not only fight well, they eat well, and they taste great. There's so much diversity in the Yellowtail population right now. You've got everything from those little 1-2 pounders on the just loaded on the offshore kelps to, yeah, like Philip was talking about yesterday down at the Coronado Islands, and everything from 5 to 30 pounds, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's good for the population, good for the future, right?
There's a lot of fish around. We had a real quality bite this summer in Imperial Beach and 14 fathoms in the bull kelp. And it was funny, once that fish was starting to clear out a little bit, and I'm not real familiar with their spawning habits, but I feel like that fish spawned in there this year. There were some egg sacs that were on the kelp, and you know, I'm not sure. I'm not a marine biologist.
Wouldn't be surprised
by trade, but you know, something I noticed, and I think a lot of that fish really called San Diego its home this year. And
why not? It's a good spot.
Yeah,
good eats here.
Yes,
yeah. Hang out, man. Well, welcome home. No problem.
Yeah.
So it was a good move of a good shift of fish into our area.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, and I want to almost bring it up again. Last year was such good deep water yo-yo jig yellowtail fishing. Mm-hmm. And it was really good. And the water is similar, the amount of fish that's still around. Somebody brought up the point yesterday about yo-yo jigs. Are a couple of local jig manufacturers, they're the best around, Taddy and Salus and all the good guys that make good yo-yo jigs. They're still small operations, and their ability to keep up with demand is not easy. I mean, they're small family businesses, you know, and so when the entire coast is biting yo-yo jigs, stock up right now. Every tackle store has good supply on yo-yo jigs. Go get them right now because the season is coming. Like,
as soon as they start biting, the shelves are going to be empty. Now, yesterday, Doug Kern talked about the deal at Tackle Day next Saturday. Buy two, get one free on every jig.
Every lure, period.
Every lure.
Mix and match, whatever.
Buy two, get one free. So that would be a good day to stock up.
Totally. But even if not with us, you're right. Upcoming next Saturday, that'll probably be the best time for a while until Fred Hall Show to get a deal on iron. But you know, regardless, it's one of those things like this is your chance. You know how crazy it was to get a flat fall this summer and how well they worked? If you could go back to the wintertime when they were in stock everywhere, how stoked you would be to pick them up. Well, that's happening right this second. Like, it's going to be good yo-yo jig fishing this year. Stock up now while everybody's still got them good on the shelves.
No doubt about it. All right, let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
How about we talk to Artie? Artie's calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Artie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hi, Fred. How
morning.
You doing?
I'm great.
Hey, buddy. This is Arnie. My Uncle Henry used to rode your boat all the time, bud.
Oh, yeah, Henry Shimada?
Yeah, Henry Shimada, that's the one. And I really wanted to give a shout-out to you and a big thing. Fred took the family out here on a trip after he had ran two trips during the day. He ran twilight for us for the family, and it was really nice. It was a good time with the family. It's kind of nice to be out in the water. So Uncle Henry's favorite spot, Point Loma Kelp.
Oh,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, we had a good time out there. Fred, I just want to say thank you very much, buddy, and yeah, I rode on it about 6 weeks ago with Carl, and you guys have a great operation there. I'll let you know.
I appreciate it. I feel real blessed this year. We put a crew together, just one of the best we've put together in a while. You know, we had some good anchors to start with, but boy, some of the young men we put together this year, I can't say enough.
The young guys you got on the boat now are real good. Those guys are on point.
Yeah, and the other thing about the Daily Double is it fishes so well. Man, low to the water, lots of fishing room. It's
quiet.
Yeah, it's super quiet. It's just a good fishing platform.
Yeah, she's good and steady, and you got a lot of good people that a lot of good customers will ride you all the time. Seems like every time I ride with a lot of the same guys I'm riding with all the time.
That's nice.
There's a reason for that. That's awesome.
Hey, Artie, thanks a lot. Nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour. As we said before, been a very busy morning. The only line open right now is toll-free 877-792-1090. Another hour Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. On the banks of the
Smith, yeah. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We will also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.